was it so hard for you guys to get anything consistent going?
Well, we were just hurting ourselves. Certain situations, some penalties, just not executing.
Did you, obviously they called from upstairs to have you put, you know, how did you feel after that? Did you feel ready to go and I just wanted to check you out?
Yeah, I guess they called from upstairs and said that they had to check me, but I felt good.
What did you think of that, the play on which you got hit? They didn't call penalty, but what did you feel, that was a clean hit?
I don't know. Just football. It's happened.
Tommy, you had done such a good job the last game of escaping the pocket and kind of stepping up and hurting those guys with some runs. You had a couple keepers today, but what was the difference today? What was hemming you in there in the back there?
Yeah, I think they did a good job defensively, especially D-line. Just, I guess, just watching film from what happened last week. And they're just, you know, ensuring that wasn't going to happen again. They did a good job, and we'll be better on offense.
How much are you seeing teams, or maybe did they do things, different things against you to try and slow you guys down?
Nothing too crazy. We just lacked execution on offense. We weren't good on third downs. We have to be better. I don't think we played with enough swagger, and I put that on me because I'm like, you know, I take that personally as far as playing with energy, playing with juice. So I need to be better with that.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
That, like, the part about the swagger, just not happen today, I think?
I just feel like, you know, we kind of got in a little bit of a lull at times. I think it just goes with the execution part. But just keep the energy high at all times.
After a couple of early sacks, the defensive line was over your hand gesture. Did you see that? Did it bother you?
I didn't know until you just said it.
Okay.
But
does that bother you?
It comes with it. You see it in all sports, everything. When someone does something and something else happens, they're going to retaliate. But it's all fun and games, part of the game.
How was this for you as a learning experience? Every time you were in these situations, obviously it's kind of new for you. What was this experience like in that atmosphere, and what do you think you can take out of it?
Yeah, it was a cool atmosphere, I'll say that. Obviously, first time in the stadium. We're anticipating it being loud, so we had a lot of practice with a lot of loud music, especially that one song they always play. So that was, I mean, it was fun in that aspect of the game. But as far as me learning just being more efficient on third downs, I mean, quarterback shops to stay on the field, score points. So I need to find ways to keep those drives going.
Tommy, the challenge obviously for you is there's more film on you where there wasn't, you know, the last couple of games you played. How challenging is that? Like you referred to, they maybe did some stuff to kind of hem you in the pocket a little bit today. How challenging is that to try to take the next step and, you know, counteract that, so to speak, for whatever team's going to do for you?
Yeah, I think teams do that with everybody. I just so happen to play some more football, so I'll have some more film. But, I mean, the NFL is not easy. It's not for everybody. But it's our job to go out there. It's part of the job description to go out there, be ready to play against what they have.
They told us after the game you're starting next week. I mean, what does that mean to hear that at this stage, that he still wants to, you know, keep going, you know, go with you?
Yeah, he believes in me. I'm going to continue to try to earn his trust and all that each play that I'm on the field.
How would you describe your, you know, if you, I mean, so soon after the game, but how would you describe your day and your performance today, given what you expected coming into the game?
Average, two throws on one back for sure, but like I said, just need to be that spark for the offense and just get us to score points more.
What are the two throws that you want to back most?
The first one in the game to Slayton, and then one to Waller on the right side of the fourth quarter.
With everything that's gone on the last month or so since you've been starting, you know, the last three times you had come in here and, you know, everyone was talking about all the things you did well. I know you were probably more critical than maybe you had let on. After a game like this, how critical are you of yourself and, you know, the idea of, you know, what the next step is to get better next week?
Very critical. Yeah, I'm always harder on myself than anybody else, but at the same time, I'm realistic with myself. I won't try to beat myself up over things, but it's all learning experiences. A routine throw that I make 10 times out of 10 to all that I miss just cannot happen. So I'm going to be beating myself up over that one for sure. But just watch the film, see what we could have done different, see if I could have done anything different, and then move on from there and on to next week.
What do you make of the 7 sacks at this point? Like, I know you go to the sideline, you look at them a little bit. Is it not having time? Is it holding the ball too long? Nobody open?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, at times, sometimes it's just a pressure look. Sometimes it's a cover sack. Sometimes I can get the ball out and I maybe just miss somebody. I mean, it's all three of those that goes into it. I think I've said that in the past. Just when we've had a couple other sack games, it's just, it's not just on the offensive line. It's not just on the quarterback, it's just on the receiver. It's kind of a, it's a different scenario every time. So,
not we'll using across the board. Not using, not using it as an excuse or anything, but the series of events that from you getting taken off to being in the medical tent and then running to the locker room, then by the time you get cleared, you're basically coming out for the second half, right? What was that like for you? And did it almost feel like I use the word surreal, the idea of, you know, you're out of the game, you're in the game. What was that like trying to get back going on the sideline once you got cleared?
There was a little bumps in the road, I'll say, just because I didn't get to have my halftime adjustments and do all that and just, like, talk and just reset with the guys. But at the same time, it's the job. You know, you get thrown into it, you're expected to play and do everything at your best, which we got going at times, but we just need to be more consistent with it.